So the Red Crisis Centre itself, how was it run? And,
it was run by a collective, which meant 20 or so of us would meet on Sunday nights and have our meetings and talk about issues, work out who was going to be speaking to, you know, the Lions Club or the Rotary Club or the Nursing Mothers, or so, you know, like we did a lot of speaking engagements, and who was going to be on what shift, because we were running 24 hours, which was pretty ambitious for one, with one paid worker. But it was something that, I mean, I think probably Mardi Gras later came, became for some people, although not for me, but I think for some people it did, where you just lived it. And it was, you know, it was, there was no kind of delineation between that and the rest of your life. You know, you ate together and you talked together and you had sex together, as it turned out, on the overnight roster. And yes, it was a very, it wasn't work-life balance at all. It was completely merged, but also a thrilling time, you know, really partly to do with age group, I think, but also to do with just, I mean, taking on something like something as horrific as rape and not having any counselling skills or any kind of professional skills as people, you know, are required to have now, but having a feminist analysis of rape, but it was about power rather than about sexual attraction. That was sort of something that we really had to offer.
Yeah.
And made up for the fact that we didn't have the other skills. Because sometimes now I think, how dare we, you know, how did we think we could do that? And really that was how we thought we could do it, because it was before law reform around rape, it was before, you know, it was when the woman was still sort of had to prove her innocence rather than the guilt of the perpetrator having to be proved. So it was still had a really blaming kind of focus. And also I think it was just a time, I think it's a time in a lot of people's lives where they do make friends very easily in their 20s, and people like minds, it's very, can be very powerful.
And what was the Rape Crisis Centre's relationship with the women's refuges? And what didn't describe briefly what that was all about, the women's refuges?
Well, the women's refuges were about crisis accommodation for women who were escaping a violent situation, usually with husband or partner. And they were set up to take kids. They, like Rape Crisis Centre at the time, they were fairly under-resourced for the work they were undertaking. And they were also, I think, trying to raise awareness about domestic violence, which was also not really talked about in those terms, and was not really seen as a structural issue that women had to face. So we connected as two different groups of people who were different groups of women with very similar feminist politics, who were working around the effects of violence in women's lives.
Mm.